The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, morning, everyone. Morning, Ari.
Guten Morgen. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I'm well rested today.
You look very well rested, I must say.
Yeah.
Very relaxed and happy to go.
The temperature in here is just sublime.
It is the best it's been in months. Now, we did say, we did mention actually that the air conditioner is fixed, but it was just like a fridge.
Apparently, this is what I heard, because it was a brand new one. It's a big commercial one.
Yeah.
It looks like two fridges next to each other.
That's what was in those big boxes.
Yeah. I thought they were fridges as well.
Yeah.
They had to run it on full ball for the first day or two.
Right, that's how it works.
Yeah, so we got in here and I was like, Ari, quick, grab all the drinks from outside.
Yeah.
You've got to chill them in the room. That's how cold it was. I had two jackets on yesterday.
You did, yeah.
But today, it is lovely.
Yeah, it is quite pleasant, actually. I feel very comfortable.
This sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You might be thinking, what are these guys talking about the temperature in the studio for so much?
Yeah.
It's been so hot for so long.
To the point where we're both sweating.
Yeah, we used to have this fan blowing.
If you couldn't hear it, well, we're doing well.
That means we did a lot of talking in between. But it is just stunning. So I feel well rested. I feel at a good temperature.
Oh, you're living good for a Wednesday.
What a day. Let's go. It's going to be amazing. Did you have a good one yesterday?
I had a great one. It was the first day on my own for a very, very long time.
See, this is the thing, because your mum and dad, they've gone off to Tasmania.
Yes.
You're living at their place.
Yeah.
And that means you've got the
quiet
place to yourself.
Time. What did I watch? I watched a movie.
Two TVs on at the same time.
No, well, actually, I used both. I just switched.
You know what I imagine it like?
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, with all the popcorn, like the pigging out in front of the TV.
Well, just like, getting the pizza delivered, even though you probably wouldn't get that.
No, if I wanted some food, I'd go out and get it, I think.
But just the atmosphere of the first Home Alone movie when the parents are first gone and he's like gets excited about it. That's how I imagine it at your place.
I'm eating all the homemade meals that Mum made, that including chicken
so
and leek pie.
Cute.
I'm already halfway through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
She eats well.
She certainly does. All right.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday after the show, or a little later, I had one of those in-home rug viewings. So I take off like a few carpets that have been selected, rugs that have been selected by the client, and take it to their house and then roll it out to see which one looks the best in their room.
That is such an amazing service. What luxury that would
be. Well, it makes a big difference because with the handmade rugs especially, the lighting and stuff plays a big role in it.
There you go.
So it'll look different at your house, or it can.
Okay.
Anyway, it's not a suburb I've been to a lot before. Bolton Point.
Bolton Point. Yeah, no, actually, I don't go there very often either.
Yeah, but what a beautiful spot. So
yeah.
It was one of these places that's sort of high up and then the lake is down below. And what an amazing part of the world. They're sort of backed onto forest and then, like, way down below was the lake. Absolutely stunning. Just, it was very quiet and, like, peaceful there. They had this, the view into the forest, but you could sort of see little glimpses of the water behind it.
Just stunning.
Yeah, very nice. The guy had lived previously, how about this, in Costa Rica.
Ooh.
So he went, Costa Rica, Bolton Point. I mean, a bit of a change. But he said, it's the water, it's the forest, it kind of reminds me of there.
Yeah, okay,
so
I can see why.
Who knew we had our own Costa Rica right here in the region?
Well, I mean, if it's coming from a local,
that's
then
exactly right. So, yeah, it was a beautiful spot. I was blown away, actually.
What a wholesome story.
You know, around our area, there's so many beautiful little hidden gems.
And if you can afford Bolton Point, even better.
Well, that's it. Well, exactly right.
Yeah, well. there you go.
Nice part of the world is all I'll say.
Oh, very good.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your First at 5. Morning, Bree.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
All right, so let's start out with a story from...
Yes, unfortunately, we've had a death in the Hunter.
Yeah, some sad news coming to the newsroom this morning. There was a fatal accident at Muswellbrook late yesterday afternoon.
Ooh.
So what's happened is a motorbike and a ute had collided on Maitland Street at Muswellbrook. Yeah. And unfortunately, the motorbike rider, aged in his late teens, has died.
Oh, jeez. Shame.
Yeah, so...
Do we know if anything about it? Was it because of the wet roads or...?
Oh, yeah, it was
raining. No, police haven't said what exactly has caused it. So okay. That's all still under investigation. The driver of the ute, aged 19 years old, he was taken to hospital just for mandatory testing, just as a precaution. They were uninjured as well.
Okay, well, it's good that they were uninjured, you know. It could have been a lot worse. It's just,
but
yeah, such a shame.
That now.
For the rest of your life, yeah, poor driver in the pool.
I mean, you feel bad for everyone involved, all the families. Yeah. God, it's just tragedy.
Yeah, thoughts and feelings and prayers go out.
Definitely. Switching gears a little bit, blood needed around our region, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a call for more donors out there, especially with the Easter period, the Anzac Day, long weekend as well. There's fears of that blood shortage because everyone will be away. They're not going to get their regular supplies.
Mm.
So Lifeblood is urging people, if you can give blood, definitely go and give some blood.
There you go. There especially you go. Maybe people have time off and not going away. A lot of people, as you said, the regular donors away, so they'll be a bit short. And God, with the Easter long weekend, often there is more, you know, accidents and things that happen too where it's needed.
Is it true also, because I've never donated blood, but is it true that you get a little treat afterwards?
Oh, yeah, there's a full selection. Yeah. So,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Chalky milk?
Yeah, chalky milk is there. They got
lollies and
there's
muffins.
An oven full of pies and sausage rolls.
There's not.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Pies? You get a free pie?
Pies and sausage rolls. And then they've got, like, all the biscuits and cheese you want.
Full buffet breakfast. Hash browns.
There's so much there. Honestly, if you want a snack, they're heavy on the snacks.
Yeah, if you're hungry, go in. You haven't bought your groceries that week.
Done. You've sold me.
It's not a cost of living saving tip.
Damn.
But it is... There's honestly, if you want, there's all the food and drink you want.
Okay.
It's all there. Yeah, it's loaded up. A lot of companies donate it. So it's like as much as you want, basically.
Great. That's awesome.
An extra incentive. Also, you're saving lives. Let's focus on that, shall we?
Yeah, we probably should.
The main important.
All right. New FM. De Novos.
It is getting closer and closer to Easter time, which means people are buying their chocolates, getting their bunnies, also getting a lot of, like, you know, decorative items.
I knew what you meant.
Oh, la, la, la. Let's speak, Pluth. Yeah, so a lot of decorative items, including, you know, things like activities you can do with the kids, arts and crafts, all that fun stuff.
Kids who go to school have to wear those Easter hats.
Oh, I loved doing that as a kid. That was one of my favourite things, is the Easter hat parade.
See, it was before, like, at my time. Didn't have it. It's a new invention.
Yeah, probably in the past, 25 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Who knows? Anyway, so there's this woman over in the US. She's gone viral this week for taking her arts and crafts for Easter to another level. Now, I'm not talking about, like, big extravagant displays or anything. It's basically the process of how she's doing it. So what she's done is she's taken like two dozen eggs, like Easter eggs, but they look like plastic, right? Now,
So are they plastic eggs? Are they real eggs?
They look plastic.
Right.
So you can, you know, decorate and paint plastic eggs and all that type of thing. That way you're not, you know, wasting real eggs.
Yeah.
And what she's done is she's put these eggs in this toilet bowl. Now, there is no water in the toilet bowl, however, but what she does is she lines the rim with bottles of food colouring and then proceeds to squirt the coloured liquid into the bowl. She then sprinkles in baking soda and pours in a gallon of vinegar. Then the eggs magically turn into tie-dye looking creations ready for Easter. It's really, really weird. But yes, heaps of vinegar and food colouring, and it just dyes these plastic eggs.
Just when you think, oh, that's, I've seen something weird today. There's always something just so much more strange and bizarre. What is wrong with people?
Like, why the toilet bowl? Just get a bucket. Or, don't use your toilet.
What? Don't. That's the only use for one thing.
Mm.
Never use it for anything else.
Yep.
That is my advice to everyone. Not that anyone needed that. Only that lady who's lost her small mind.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Alright, so Oz Lotto $70 million was drawn yesterday.
Did you win?
Well, I haven't checked my ticket. Right? And
yeah.
It says, I just read this news story, check your ticket. One person scooped the entire amount.
Whoa. That's incredible.
Should we just check it live on the air now?
I think we should. And you know what?
Try and judge my reaction, all right, and see if there's anything, you know, that gives
happened.
The game away.
Yeah.
Because I always said, I wouldn't tell anyone.
If I won $70 million, I'd buy a Yellowstone Ranch.
There we go. Yep. Okay, so just going in now, because I was very, it'd be great to win, wouldn't it?
Yeah, think. You could buy Woolworths.
What do you mean?
As in, like, buy a whole store.
Oh, you could buy one store,
probably. One store,
yeah. That's probably where it would end.
Yeah, probably.
Not the whole company, yeah?
No, I just want their food.
Okay,
maybe Aldi? Yeah.
Oh, not even a free ticket.
Oh, no!
It's a you lost.
Boo.
Oh, what a nightmare.
You know what? If you won it, you'd be good for a loan.
Yeah, look, how much would you want to borrow and what for, Ari?
$1 million.
You came up with that because of the movie, didn't you?
Yes, but also that's how much I would like to buy a paddock and a horse. Thank you.
That's your main dream.
That's the only thing I care about.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now we head to ancient Egypt for this next story.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I love ancient Egypt.
You are really an ancient history buff, aren't you?
It's so fascinating. I've always loved it.
So the archaeologists were working away on looking at this old city.
Mm-hmm.
And they start digging down and they find underneath it an ancient city that was built by Tutankhamun's father.
Akhenaten.
You know the guy. You're familiar.
Yeah. Not a fan of him, but
it's provided pretty interesting insights into Tutankhamun's father, mum, and sister. They were studying a Greek settlement from 332 BC in northern Egypt.
Oh.
They start digging down. They're like, oh, yeah, this is a cool bit of Greek gear.
Yeah.
And then hidden under it was a mud brick town built more than 1,000 years earlier.
What the heck?
So the Greeks got there and went, oh, nothing, no one here.
Yeah, let's build over that.
Yeah, we'll build, there's a couple of old, you know, piers. We can use them, a few bits of stone. Maybe we can borrow that.
Structurally sound, yeah.
Exactly. This is obviously a good place for a town. Let's do it.
Wow.
So very, very interesting. It was likely originated during the 18th dynasty of Egypt, a period tied to Tutankhamun's lineage.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine? You're excited. As an archaeologist, let's go look at this really old Greek city, outpost or whatever it is. All of a sudden, you've discovered a whole new city that belonged to Tutankhamun's old man.
Wow, that would be incredible. The amount of things that they could learn from this would be next level.
It certainly is. So far, the most exciting of the finds was this what they call an amphora jug.
Yes.
Which bears the name of their daughter, Meritaten.
Meritaten.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, well, I didn't know about Meritaten.
Yeah.
There you go. Not Ankhesena Moon?
No, apparently not.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's also thought to be the sister or half-sister of Tutankhamun. They're not really sure. I guess they weren't there when she was born, so.
Yeah, a lot of them are half.
Yeah, right.
DNA.
Yeah, very, very fascinating, the whole thing. Apparently, they're thinking that this area was a major wine production facility.
Ooh.
Which was dedicated to the princess because they found heaps of jugs and bowls. a bunch of temple blocks, all of this sort of stuff.
Hang on. It sounds like they've just discovered my old digs. Like a wine cellar, like
a major,
my name.
Oh, my God. A major wine. Well, for you, it would be a major wine drinking region rather than a major wine production region.
Well, there you go.
So if you were partying back in the day.
That's where you'd be.
That was the place to go. Go hang out with, what's her name, Meritaten?
Yes.
Brilliant. It sounds like a good party.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
University of Newcastle. Fantastic institution. I went there. I graduated from there as well. It's my alma mater.
Proud of it as a place, and rightfully so.
It's actually an incredible place. Like, and I'm not talking it up for any type of reason. I just really enjoyed my time there, and I learnt so much. Anyway, well, in an Australian first, UON, so University of Newcastle students, can get their hands on sporting business experience at major Sydney sporting grounds. I'm talking about the university partnering with the Global Institute of Sport and Venues to offer post-grad degrees in business, like sports business.
Well, let's see, it is big money these days.
They'll be taught at the Sydney Cricket Ground, Allianz Stadium, and the Sydney CBD campus as well. So it's all through UON. It just means that you get to go to these bigger venues and learn from the best of the best.
Was it, I'm just trying to remember that big deal that was signed with the Knights. It was $12 million, yeah?
For that player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is, so a manager's getting a share of that. A sports manager is getting a share of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That,
he doesn't get the whole $12 million to himself.
No, but you have a manager, obviously they're getting a share.
So how do you become a manager?
Well, that's right.
Get into the sports business. It's big money.
Well, it offers these three things, right? So you can apply for a Master of International Business, a Master of Sports Analytics, and or a Graduate Certificate of Sports Analytics as well. So International Sports Business, for example, it looks at your marketing, so your sports marketing, your sponsorships, how to manage those, economic sustainability, and also athlete management itself. Whereas analytics, it focuses on improving sports performance, fan engagement, and decision making. I would love to do this as a postgrad.
You would suit it because you've you've got the gift of the gab.
Yep. I know how to treat people well.
And you know about sports.
I love sport. We are a sporting town.
We're a sporting town. And there's big cash to be made these days because sports sports is just entertainment. There's nothing else to it. And that business is growing like crazy. It's bigger and bigger money every year involved.
And even if you don't want to go work for a specific player or like these big head honcho clubs or anything like that, think about it this way. If you wanted to do something on a local level, like grassroots, you wanted to be manager of, you know, like Cessnock or Wallsend FC or something like that, if that's in your future, you want to manage a club, this would be very beneficial for you in the future. And it's all in their own backyard.
Yeah, but also remember the big cash. That's what life's all about, chasing
you,
it's money.
About the big cash, your greedy guts.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Okay, some more sport chat here. So I was speaking to my dad last night on the phone and he's like, Ari, do you know what tomorrow night is? And I was like, Wednesday? And he goes, well, yeah, obviously dull. But he goes, history is expected to be made tomorrow night between Wallsend FC and Minmai FC. So our local football clubs.
Oh, this is history in the making.
Okay, a historic clash is going down tonight for the Australia Cup. So these two teams, it's believed to be the first competitive match in 50 years between the two clubs. So it's meant to support the Northern League One players as well. So Minmai FC, for example, they were formed in 1884, Wallsend FC 1887. So two of the oldest soccer clubs in the country go neck and neck tonight.
Jeez, who do you think's going to win?
Well, I have to say Wallsend Red Devils because my dad's the technical director for them. So I'm just going to say, yay, go Wallsend. But Minmai is also a great old club.
Wait,
as well.
Hang on a second. Mm. Which one's older?
Minmai, by 3 years.
They'd be holding it over their heads, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would,
but
Wallsend.
They've been around way longer.
Wallsend have some really great players, though.
But Minmai has the experience, longer experience.
Yeah, but, you know, they're all probably dead now, the ones that were born then.
What was it, 18 what?
1884.
There might be a few around still.
Oh, still kicking? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so this is round four of the Australia Cup.
Only 150 years old.
When I was speaking to Dad, because he knows all about this match. So this is at the Gardens at 7 p.m. kickoff. But I think it's kids go for free. It's cheap adult tickets as well. And he was saying that they've got all the canteen open at the Gardens. There's hot food, drinks, the bar is open, charcuterie boards are going to be up and running as well for, for certain groups and members or whatever.
Okay.
But it's going to be incredible. And then Adamstown and West Wallsend as well play tonight as well, I believe. But,
Okay, do you think, what was the year they started again? 1884?
For Minmai, yes, and 87 for Wallsend FC.
Do you think back in 1884 they envisioned a future, 150 years in the future, where charcuterie boards would be out when they were playing?
Well, I think back then it was called a packed picnic with some salted meats.
That's what I mean.
Someone get me ham. Yeah.
Maybe a potato, if you were lucky.
Probably potato and a piece of cornbread. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a different vibe that back then.
Maybe some licorice.
That is a possibility. Is a treat, a special treat.
Mm.
But the fine...
I don't think there's licorice today at the canteen.
Fine wines and charcuterie boards were not available, I don't think, in those first early games.
But hey, it is the school holidays now, so take your family down and watch free some world-class football.
Yeah, free kid tickets. Mm. I mean, what more do you want? Here's an act. Hey, let's go out and watch the soccer.
Do something.
What a great night.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there we go. Top tip if you want some cheap entertainment. Not much is cheap these days.
That
right?
is very true.
Everything's
correct.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm. UFM. The Novos.
Now, Ari, when you were a kid, did you ever have the drink Nesquik?
I think I had maybe a bit of strawberry or chocolate or something when I was younger, but only like once or twice.
So I was a kid in the 90s, mm-hmm. and it was huge. I didn't have it at home, but we would often visit a family friend who had it all the time.
Okay, right.
In fact, I think he had it because he knew, like when we were visiting, you could give some to me and I would love it so much.
So just from memory, is it just like a regular powder that you mix in with milk? Is that how it works?
It's like a fine, very fine powder.
Okay.
And the difference, say, with Milo would be that it really dissolves into the milk and makes it very chocolatey overall.
Ooh, I need to get some of that.
Well, I think you would enjoy it, actually. Mm. There was a flavour, though, in the past. So the two classics are chocolate and strawberry.
Yep.
And they're well and truly still around.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a flavour, banana. Now, this then, well, you say that, but imagine like a banana lolly. Right.
Ew.
Well, they're a very divisive lolly.
Yeah,
some people
yeah.
love them, some people hate them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like that, but it was, you know, the Nesquik version. And it was very popular.
And it made banana milk.
Banana
milk's not bad, actually.
If you think about, say, a banana split
with
ice cream or whatever,
yeah, yum.
Quite delicious.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, with cold milk, it was pretty good.
Mm.
And at some point, they just took it off the shelves.
Maybe it wasn't selling enough units.
Maybe. No explanation given as to why. It just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, I'd say a couple of years ago, I remember reading something. Hey, what happened to Nesquik banana milk? Nobody knew. It was just gone off the shelves. They did it quietly because they knew there would be uproar.
Yeah, of course. And you don't want to upset people.
No, exactly. Last week I see this story. It's back. Just as mysteriously as it left.
No big fanfare announcement about it.
No fanfare announcement about it. It's just suddenly back.
They operate under the radar, don't they?
Nesquik, it seems, are a little bit under the radar, a little bit, you know, quietly, oh, we're taking your banana milk away. Oh, you didn't notice, is it? Oh, you're a bit upset.
Here, have that back.
Have that back.
Interesting. Are you going to go get some when it comes out?
Yeah, I think it might. I might. It's just that hit of nostalgia that something I... But then at the same time, I'm a bit nervous.
Why? Why are you nervous?
Probably the last time I had it, I was 7 years old.
Oh, yeah?
And after 30 years, will I still enjoy that? Or will I find it like, oh, it was better in my dreams of the past?
But the flavour might also be different as well.
Oh, they always do that.
Well, yeah, but like over 30 years ago, they're not remembering that recipe.
You reckon
they're making
they didn't,
it up from scratch.
You think they didn't write it down? You don't think
that? Of course. It's not the 11 herbs and spices.
They're not starting from scratch.
No, they have to.
That will be the same. Maybe just less of the tasty preservatives that they used to be able to put in things.
Well, here's your challenge. You need to do a taste test. And if you don't like it, bring it into the kitchen here at work. And I'm sure myself or one of the salesmen will drink it.
They certainly will.
UFM.
The Novos.
Well, Ari, Travel Guides is one of the funniest shows on television. We both love it. You know, traveling through other people's eyes is so much fun.
And just everyday Aussies as well.
That's it. You know? It's sort of Gogglebox, but for traveling.
It's very funny.
It certainly is. And two of the funniest people on there are our very own Matt and Brett from Newcastle. How are you guys?
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, good.
Now, question for Matt, first of all, if I can. Was it yourself or was it Brett that signed you guys up for this?
Good question.
I have to take like maybe 95% of the blame.
Yeah, 100% the blame. Definitely 100%.
We finally settled that.
Was it all for a free holiday? I've got to ask because that seems like the way to go.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a free holiday?
When you guys get ready for these trips, are you doing any travel in between that's not televised, or are you now just leave all the holidays to a travel guide situation?
Our list of places to go to just keeps growing every year. So we've got lots of places we want to go back to when we travel there on travel guides. But when we go home, we do road trips. That's the thing we miss when we're away at night.
Right, yeah, the local road trips. So I like it.
For sure.
Now, I can miss not having to weigh my luggage when I put it in the car.
Fair enough. Your big souvenir bar, I get it. Now, when you guys do these travel guide journeys, I guess, do you get any of your own, like, free time to explore the country afterwards or beforehand? Or is it all just film and then go back home?
We have this, like, policy between ourselves, you know, do it once, get it over and done with, and then try and be finished by lunchtime every day. So we've got the rest of the day and all night to explore where we're at.
So you get a bit of free time during the filming, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, like, we squeeze the most impossibly out of every single holiday.
Yeah, right. Okay, also, when it comes to visiting all these different places and destinations and whatnot, usually there's a couple of funny things that one or maybe a couple of you are eating. Have you had anything that's really taken you back with, like, taste and all that type of thing? Eating any weird things?
Probably, I think, guinea pig is one that's stuck in my neck.
Ari's a big fan of guinea pigs, so how do they taste?
Yeah, well, Matt has, like, a rodent phobia, so I just kept reminding him that guinea pigs are just rats without tails, and you're really just eating a rat, and it was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of tasted like flavorful chicken. No.
Flavorful chicken.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Everything tastes like chicken. It doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes like guinea pig.
There we go. Now, the big question I've always wondered... with travel guides. Have you guys signed a real juicy contract? Are you guys getting paid well for this gig?
We are not rich people.
It's a good way of saying it.
But I tell you what, we have thousands of great photos that we can look back and say we've had an amazing time being on travel guides.
And to be honest, like, they've given us so many holidays that there's no way we could have afforded to take ourselves. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're paid in the experience. It's like an all-expenses paid
thing. It sounds like that. There's a bit of that going on.
Yeah, and a bit of fame as well.
That's right. For sure. Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We love seeing you guys on there, and having some Novocastrians represented on the telly is always good. Thank you very much for coming on.
No worries. Don't forget to watch us on Monday night. You'll see us in New York.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
All right, let's play my favourite game now, the Novos Name 5. 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name 5 things from the category that we give you, and it is great fun.
Oh, it certainly is. And if you can do it quick enough, we give you double pass to go and see the Knights versus the Sharks on Sunday.
Go the Knights! I get very passionate about sport.
It's a bit of fun.
I love my local sport.
Yeah, and in the draw for tickets to MJ the Musical, everyone on the show in the draw for those, we're giving away 2 tickets every day this week.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's meet our contestant, shall we, who's eyeing all of this prize packet up, if you will.
Yes.
Remember, 10 seconds on the clock. And you've got to name five things from that category.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's go to Toronto. Good morning, Tahana. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Really good.
You sound chipper this morning, Tahana. What are you up to for your Wednesday?
I'm just heading to work, actually.
Nice. Do you at least get a long weekend?
Yeah, I'm really good, which is awesome. So we close.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do for it?
Not a lot, actually. I think I'm going to take my son to the zoo. That's about it.
Oof. Oh, that's a lot of fun, actually.
That is fun. Plus, yeah. Hopefully off to the nights as well, yeah?
Fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, she's got her son to take, so that's good.
That is true. All right, here we go. You know how it works. 10 seconds on the clock. You got to name five things from the category Ari gives you. Mm-hmm. Take it away, okay. Quizmaster.
Okay, Tahana, I need you to name five things you can do with a mobile phone. Go.
Call, text, play games, search on the internet. Email.
Oh, just in the nick of time. Just before the buzzer.
I was
very worried there for you, Tahana.
I nearly gave you a hint. I'm like, torch. You can use a torch. There's a light on your phone. You can check your makeup. Look at the next pimple that's growing on your face. You know, reflection, camera.
Tahana doesn't have pimples.
I do, so that's what I use mine for. Yeah, got
fair enough.
Yeah, anyway. So well done, Tahana.
You got it. A couple of tickets to go see the Knights on Sunday.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, you know how we have the three bins, right? Your yellow, your red, and your green.
I'm well aware.
Excellent.
I have three myself.
Because I always forget to put them out on the right days. I need to start doing that. Anyway, so it's been revealed that we are actually being monitored as to what we put in our bin. So even if you accidentally put, a wooden photo frame in the green bin, for example.
I would do that.
We know someone who does.
Just as an example, a random example.
So funny. Anyway, so if you're putting the wrong thing in a different bin, then it's probably odds are that you're being tracked by the garbage bin collectors. So a driver from a garbage truck has actually revealed how workers know what you've put in the bin. Most places here in this country have the three bins.
Yeah.
Household items are typically reserved for council pickup. However, TikTok user, Conspiracy Trucker, I love that name, has revealed how they know when you break the rules. He showed a vehicle on TikTok, which had a camera on either side of it, including the front. It also showed a camera inside that could see what was being emptied into the garbage truck. And it shows that quite a few people are doing the wrong thing with their green bins, more so than anything else.
So the green bins apparently are the big one that has the wrong stuff in it. All right, what are people doing wrong there? Supposed to be just like your grass clippings and a few tree branches, right?
Yeah, and they're just putting like regular rubbish, like cans or packaging or something else. Many social media users have also shared their own experiences because of this, revealing that people have put everything from an air fryer to a lawnmower in their bin when they're not supposed to as well.
Oh, my God. That doesn't feel like the right thing to put in there.
Oh, it's crazy. Another user commented on this video saying, "This whole time I've been hiding my rubbish under grass and thought I was getting away with it."
Oh, my God. Nuts. You are not.
Nuts.
No, they know.
They're just like, "Hey, guys, look out. We know. And we will find you."
That's it. Mm. So you got to be super careful.
Yes, just be smart about it. Just have a quick
just
little
do
think.
Do the right thing.
I know everyone's pressed on time these days, and you just throw out whatever you think is going to be, you know, you're going to get away
goes
with.
In where, yeah. But they're
just
watching.
You have to think because there are cameras everywhere. It's full on Big Brother.
It certainly is. And think about that what you will. Mm. But I think you just got to put the right stuff in the right bin and you won't be in trouble, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No photo frames in the wrong spot.
Exactly.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So, Ari, have you seen this footage of the earthquake in San Diego?
No.
So, it wasn't too huge, not a ton of damage, but it was enough of a shaker. And at the zoo, there's like this footage of the elephants. So elephants can feel vibrations through their feet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And like almost hear things in the distance with their feet.
Brilliant.
Which is kind of amazing.
Mm.
So they know it's coming moments before it happens.
Crazy.
They like look around the enclosure.
Uh-huh.
And then they all gather and surround the young elephants in the middle in a circle.
Oh,
that's, they're like, let's do it. This is
protecting
the
babies.
Just know straight away what to do.
Wow. And now, they haven't taught themselves that. It's just automatic, isn't
automatic
it?
Instinct.
Wow.
Now, it's, they're not sure if it's an earthquake thing, or maybe they think, oh, some big animal is coming.
Okay, cool.
Like thundering along. They're not sure. But they know, you know, surround and protect.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that incredible? The footage of that happening is stunning.
Wow.
Honestly, beautiful thing to see.
Well, as soon as you said an earthquake in San Diego, my mind immediately went to the zoo, because isn't that where the Madagascan animals from that movie are from? Like Alex the lion.
Probably, you know? Yeah. San Diego Zoo is very famous.
Marty the zebra.
Yeah, so look, overall, it's not a ton of damage done, but beautiful to see those animals working together
very
as a family.
Fascinating behavior to identify. Yeah, cool.
Certainly is.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The other day I got advertised in my Facebook feed, use super to fix your teeth.
Ooh.
And I was like, what even is that? So I clicked on it purely out of curiosity. Mm. My teeth are fine.
Yep.
And it says that there's certain conditions that if you have some major thing wrong with your teeth, you can access your super to fix them.
Interesting.
But then they were like promoting... basically getting like a sort of like Invisalign or something like that, which is kind of cosmetic. So I was like, it feels a little bit predatory in a way.
Yeah.
In that I feel as if maybe that access to super should be if you've got a rotten tooth or something that's got to come out.
Oh,
or
okay.
You know, like it's a medical reason.
More in need.
More in need than just want to look a little bit better.
Yeah, no vanity, yeah.
That was my instinctive thought on the whole situation. But it turns out you can do it for that in some circumstances, or that's what this ad was promoting.
Sure.
And I was like, I was speaking to producer Mark about this, and I said, oh, look at this, and you go, there's different reasons you can access the super.
Yeah.
I was talking about like during COVID and stuff, when they were pretty fast and loose with the rules, let's face it.
Yeah, people needed things like immediately. So.
And they were letting you take out chunks of money to do whatever you wanted, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there was rules. You were supposed to be using it for certain things, but they were getting pretty fast and loose with it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't hear of, like, any family friends of ours or anyone. Not even my family was doing that, though.
I definitely heard of people doing stuff.
Really?
Friends even they were using it to just buy toys, really. And I don't mean toys for the kids. I mean, like, maybe a jet ski or a boat or something like that. You scoff, but it was happening.
Wow.
My wife also worked at a car dealership at the time, and she said that the sales for cars went through the roof.
Interesting. So everyone's kind of went into a meltdown around COVID and just like, well, I want a new this or I want a new that.
Yeah, and you saw the price of cars went up so much. A lot of that, I think, fueled by people drawing out it was like a chunk of 10 grand and then there was another chunk of 10 grand you could take out.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
And they were just buying new cars.
Ooh.
Well, which is going to not be great for your retirement. Hey, maybe you're set up in a different way. I don't know.
Maybe you've got a great inheritance coming your way and
it's
you know
all
about
that
it.
Possible.
I get it. But yeah, I wouldn't be brave enough.
That's it. Me neither.
Yeah.
Here's what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Have you bought something with your super before you're retiring kind of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe it was something during COVID, or maybe you know someone that did, a friend, a neighbour, that kind of thing.
Mm.
A story of someone who bought something that isn't for retirement, essentially.
Like a sound system.
Exactly.
Or a caravan. Caravans would have been, I guess, through the roof as well, maybe.
Yeah, they certainly were. Not wanting to get into the politics of it either,
okay.
But apparently there's some plans afoot to let you access it to help buy a house is another thing that is being talked about, right?
Yep.
So, 4967-4105, did you use it to buy something or do you know someone that did? Obviously, the more irresponsible, the more interesting the story in a way. Or maybe you bought something really responsible with the money and you needed it.
And that's okay too.
It certainly is. To Port Stevens, first of all, hey, Matt, what did you buy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Great.
So, I applied for the 10 grand.
Yeah.
And it set of tapes for a few days came in at about 11 o'clock at night, and I decided I want to buy my godbrother's motorbike $4,000.
What?
So he's bought a motorbike with it. What did you do with the rest?
Yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing. I couldn't even get it all out. So I went to go get it all out, and I maxed it $2,000. Got my sister, you're coming with me. You're getting the rest of it out. Got it all out, went back, threw it on his bed at 12 o'clock at night and said, where's your keys?
And so you bought a motorbike within hours of getting it.
Yeah, I now sit here with two broken legs. I sold the motorbike and got $2,500 back.
So a win all round, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what a story.
Two broken legs. What a wild roller coaster that was.
I know, very emotional one at that,
certainly,
too. Okay, to Maitland now. Good morning, Angus. Did you or someone you know access a super?
Yeah, I knocked my front teeth out and went and got all my teeth replaced using my super.
So you were a tooth person. I mean, knocked out sounds a bit more serious.
Yes.
How did you knock them out?
Oh, downhill mountain bike rider.
Oh
my God. So
that would have been painful.
Yeah, right?
Bike. I had a crash, and then I went to get the dentist like assessment, and then he said, oh, you can use all your super if you want.
If you feel like it.
I said, let's do everything then, because I'll probably be dead before I get my super. Let's use it now.
The way you live your life, Angus, yep. You are a thrill seeker at heart, I believe.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So did you get, like, fancy, what are they, screw-in teeth or whatever
it
is?
Had to get a couple of screw-in teeth and a couple of veneer.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I had real nice teeth before it happened, so I'm glad I've got good teeth again. I can smile.
I was going to say, Angus, I bet you have the most beautiful smile.
Now, yeah, God. Expensive.
He's like, yeah.
Now, Angus, are you single? Have you got yourself a nice partner? What's the situation?
I've got a lovely partner.
Yeah.
Gosh, they love his teeth.
That's right. Yeah.
Once I knocked them out, it hasn't stopped me from riding. Still do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's always more super to get new teeth if you need it. Am I right?
That's it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, you know how yesterday we spoke about Katy Perry going to space?
Oh, yeah, and that ridiculousness, yeah.
It wasn't at all, like, on reflection.
All a bit silly.
A little bit. Like, the whole thing, I've watched more of, like, the videos now that it's happened.
Mm.
And it just feels like it was just a big advertisement for Jeff Bezos' space
Of course
company.
It was. That's exactly what it was all about. Come on. I mean, why else would Jeff Bezos' missus go into space?
It's interesting. Wendy's, the burger restaurant that's coming to Australia.
Yeah, can't wait.
They actually took a bit of a shot.
What'd they do?
This is what they tweeted. This is talking about Katy Perry. Don't shortchange her. It was 11 minutes. So what they're suggesting is, like, she didn't really do much, is what they're saying.
Of course not. She just had to look pretty and look into a camera.
The whole thing is really interesting. Like, on the one hand, I'm really happy that they're promoting women in space.
Of course.
Which is great.
Yes.
Right? Because there's not enough women in, like, science and space especially.
Exactly.
There needs to be more of that.
Mm.
On the other hand, the whole thing just felt so commercial and it just, I don't know, I'm a little bit unsure about the whole thing overall.
Mm.
It just feels a bit like a big promotional stunt that I was sucked into.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like, I think I got sucked in and I think the tricks worked on me.
Oh.
So, anyway, I'm just, like, reflecting on it the day after and watching all the videos. It just felt like a big ad.
Honestly, yes.
Like, Blue Origin, which is the brand, was all over their outfits.
They looked like the Fantastic Four, like,
a
in their costumes.
Bit. It felt like costumes rather than spacesuits.
I'm waiting for the television ad to come on. That's what I'm waiting for. It's like, space it's stylish. It's like, or something,
yeah,
you know?
You'll be able to buy the outfits. Oh. All of that is... The merch is coming.
Space suits near you.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We move into Farmer Wants a Wife now. It's going to be aired on Channel 7 very soon, so there is a new season coming through. I am surprised that this thing keeps going.
How long has it been going? How many seasons? A long time, right?
It took a hiatus, like, a couple of years ago, and like the original first few seasons on Australian television was when I was growing up, and Mum and I used to religiously watch this show. So it has changed a little bit over time. Now
I've got an answer for you. There's 13 seasons of Farmer Wants a Wife Australia.
Yeah, it has. Like last season, I didn't really watch too much of it. Like I got a bit bored with it. But Natalie Grosluski, who was the original host of the show, she is making a return.
Oh, really?
I love Miss Nat. She is just such a breath of fresh air on Australian television.
Oh, how good! Yeah, so she'll be back.
I look up to her as well. So
do you?
Yeah, I think she's wonderful
as a media personality kind of thing.
Well, yeah, she has like this beautiful kind of aura around her. She's very easy to watch and to listen to. She's very good at what she does and how she interacts with the farmers and, of course, the ladies that go onto these farms. And yeah, it's just she's something special to watch.
Nice.
Now, the thing about this, so I've gone through and had a look at the farmers for this season coming up and some of the ladies that are vying for the boys. And honestly, I feel like they've taken another step up. Like in terms of the ladies that have been picked for these farm stays, they look very sophisticated. They've got these wonderful jobs like teachers and jewelry makers and business owners. Yeah, there's a lot of very successful women going on this show.
Interesting.
So good for the farmers. They get quite the package, I reckon, and they're gorgeous too. But one thing that I did see, Crevo, and it caught my eye, one of the farmers. Now, I'm going to turn this computer around and show you. Now, who does this young man remind you of? Who do you think that looks like? It's the Crevo doppelganger.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, you reckon it looks
exactly
like me?
Exactly like you. His name is Farmer Corey. Now, if you want to jump on and see, just type in Farmer Wants a Wife 2025 farmers. His name's Corey.
Okay.
And he's got, look, very similar teeth, same face shape, eyes, hair color. Like,
he does have the, when he smiles, the squinty eyes like me.
Yeah. Hair color.
That is funny.
Hair length.
Everything.
Facial hair. Same everything, pretty much.
So funny.
If we got you in a blue button up, you'd look exactly like Farmer Corey.
I just need the shirt and it'll be a match.
So Crevo's doppelganger is on this season. Now I've got to watch what he's like.
Yeah, that is so interesting.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of research into the stats around this show.
Sure.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So 11 marriages, like legit marriages.
Mm-hmm. And there's more engagements that have just come out this year.
7 long-term relationships on top of that and 27 children.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a legit dating show. It really is.
It is the most legit. Like, compared to Married at First Sight, The Bachelor, and so on and so forth, you've got to find love. Yeah, and fair enough. I mean, you're on a farm. Of course you couldn't be filled with love.
That's it. And it's people that want to move to that lifestyle.
Yes.
So, they do really work on it. The Crevo doppelganger is not a twist I was expecting.
I just want to see what he farms. If he's, like, on a horse or a chicken farm, then he's right up Crevo's alley.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Ari, we had a dream. That we
dreamed a dream. Hang on, my sorry.
We heard about a myth, a legend.
Yeah.
A prize winner, and that was the best pie in England, which was won by the kebab pie.
Kebabs.
That's right. Which combines, you know, the deliciousness of kebab meat with the
sauces, like the iconic sauces.
The sauces, and then the amazingness of pie crust.
Oh, yeah.
Into one delicious savoury snack.
And we wanted to have like our own take on it.
That's right. We thought, is that possible to get that to Australia?
Yeah.
And we put the call out and we've had, a call come through from Farrah and Sons Bakehouse. We spoke to them previously.
Yeah.
And we asked, you know, is this possible? And they've got, like, this full science lab where they work on pies there.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. They always have very creative options available.
And expert tasters as well.
That's right. And we have Sally from Farrah and Sons Bakehouse on the line again. Good morning, Sally.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm excited,
we're
Sally.
We're better hearing your voice because we believe you've got a big announcement.
We have. The kebab pie is now finished in the making. And it has been a long time getting all the flavours together. But The last 2 days, we have put it all together. And it's ready to go.
Yes!
It is not on sale until the Novos come down and have it and give it the thumbs up of approval.
Oh, okay.
You
right.
know, we hear that and we hear your call.
I'm salivating.
And we are ready for duty, if you will. So
yes,
after the show, we're going to come down there and give it our Novos seal of approval.
Yes.
As the Novos kebab pie is ready for sale.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll come down,
apart from the team that have put it together and us this morning, we have tried it.
Yes.
But no one else has tried it.
Oh,
so you will be the first.
Oh, my God.
It's exclusive.
This is so exciting. I reckon we'll come down, like, about 10:30.
Yeah.
So sometime soon after that, they'll be up for sale, yeah?
They will be indeed, yes.
As people have been following the kebab pie journey.
Oh, newy.
People have been asking me, hey, what's going on with that?
And me I said, too.
The scientists are working on it. Farrah and Sons, they are geniuses and they can't be rushed. Okay.
We have put our own little take on it.
Great. So, excellent.
Of course. This is so brilliant. Sally, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
That's okay.
And we're so excited to come down after the show.
Yep.
And
well, I look forward to meeting you both when you come down.
Yeah, this is
absolutely
brilliant. The kebab pie available after 11 a.m. today at Farrah and Sons Bakehouse in Mayfield. They are legends. Thanks a lot, Sally. We'll see you in a couple
of
hours.
Guys. Alrighty, thank you.
See you then.
Oh,
I can't believe it. Our dream has become a reality.
And I already know a couple of Mayfieldian residents that want to try them already, so I might have to bring them some.
There's a huge excitement behind this thing. Absolutely massive.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, and the long weekend is achingly close.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's start. There's a certain feel in the air.
Oh, I'm ready
there?
For a little bit of a break, I think.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Are you just going to stay local, yeah? Have you got any sort of plans? Or?
I'm mainly staying home, yeah.
Me too. I can't wait.
I will be just relaxing until I go and do some horse riding, so it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, nice.
Just relaxing.
The horse riding, is that out at the boyfriend's farm or...?
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Just locally. That's cool.
Yeah.
I've got my parents coming to visit on Friday, which would
really?
Be great. I don't like
what?
Driving much on the long weekend.
Because of all, like, the people also out on the roads.
The traffic is horrendous. I mean, please stay safe when you're out there this long weekend.
I believe double demerits come into force tomorrow,
no doubt.
I think. Yeah.
If that, they definitely will. I mean, I'm just calling that early.
Yeah.
I'm riffing here. I'm not sure.
I'm riffing.
Well, I'm not 100% sure if they do, but they always do, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Stay safe out there. And, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy local Newcastle stuff.
Yeah.
Get a few meals out.
Have some hot cross buns.
That's a good thought.
Mm.
Maybe from a local bakery or something. We're off to Farrah and Sons. So maybe I'll just grab some from there.
Actually, I might actually grab a few things from them, I think, maybe.
It's always stunning, the food there.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, not too long ago, we had to turn our clocks back an hour because we're coming into winter time and daylight savings is no more and then it's put forward and put back. And blah, blah, blah. So it's a very confusing time every, like, half a year or whatever they want to call it.
Twice a year.
I hate it. Hate it because that means you have to change your clocks. I mean, which some things that's beneficial is when you have a smartphone and it does it for you.
That is
your
nice.
Your laptops even do it for you. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm happy with that. However, my car, my 2011 i30 my beautiful baby. It's currently sitting at the wrong time because, and I can't figure out how to do it, nor do I even care to change the clocks. I mean, my mother is the one who has to change the clocks back and forward on the oven and the microwave.
Okay. And is she quite efficient at doing that?
She's damn good at it.
Right.
She's so fantastic. I don't even have to think.
Would you say she does it on the day?
Yes, she does.
It's supposed to be done?
Yes.
Interesting.
She like looks at her automatic clock and goes, right, okay, I need to move that back. And it's spot on now, so thank you, my dear mother. I refuse to change a clock because, you know what, I think about it this way. It's one less thing I need to do in life. Okay? One less thing to worry about. I just look at the clock in my car. Like, for example, I'm on my way to work. I'm traveling at 4. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's 5 a.m. No, it's not. It's only 4. I just need to, you know,
Not panic
and just sit there and look at it and go, okay, just take an hour off that time. All good.
Simple
all
math,
sweet.
Right?
And I've primed myself to be that way because I can't be bothered to change the clocks. However, some people, when we come into daylight savings, so we have to revert it back, they come into wintertime now and go, oh, look, I'll get around to that job.
And that's my house.
What do you do?
So the oven, still wrong. The clock on the wall, this is what Emmy said to me, my wife said to me. She said, it's up to you when you change it.
So she's gotten herself out of that
she's
job.
She's just like dusting her hands of it.
Off you go. You know what you can do that whenever you
she's
want.
Used?
Yeah.
Oh, Esme doesn't know how to read the time. This is what she said.
Yeah.
So her body clock's still on the old time, so I don't mind it there. It's up to you when you change it.
Oh, that's funny.
So she's really just washed her hands of that job.
Yeah, is that Esme's just doing her own thing and I'll just follow that?
Yeah, follow the baby.
I don't need no time.
That's clock's wrong. The clock on the microwave, stove, all wrong.
Yeah.
In my car is wrong. I don't know how to change my car. I've tried. So because I got a changed car at the end of last year, this is the first time to change it. I've no idea. I've tried like for about 10 minutes. Can't figure it out at all.
And that's about as much time you need to spend on that job.
Here's what we wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Are you living with a late clock changer?
Are you one of them or you never change them?
Yeah, or yeah, maybe you want to dub in a partner who really annoys you.
Mm.
Or maybe you're one that never changes it. 4967-4105.
All right,
let's go to Newcastle first with Ty. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Are you a late clock changer or are you dubbing one in?
Mate, I'm dubbing one in, though I'm probably dubbing it myself in. The thing is, in this day and age, clocks change automatically on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think the amount of time my missus spends on the phone, it'd be fine. But we have a microwave, and also surprising how much time she spends around the microwave. I shouldn't say that too loud. She would know that it's the wrong time. But to be totally honest, she always looks at the microwave, checks it, and doesn't put it back. So usually when I go around and don't do it, she gets annoyed. But if I do it, then she's late.
Yeah, because it's somehow your fault because you didn't change it or you did. The whole thing's confusing, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, that sounds like a very tough household.
I know, to live in, right?
Yeah, to Maitland. Good morning, Elizabeth. Are you a late clock changer?
No, I hate a clock. That's not correct. I have to change it straight away.
So if you see a clock and it's out, I must figure this out. Even someone else's car? What about that?
Yes, I had to change the clock at my son's school the other day.
Before
and after school care.
So you're just changing like public clocks, other people's houses, all sorts?
And at my church, everywhere. I can't seem to clock that wrong.
Jeez, Elizabeth, this is a full-time job you've got going here.
That's a lot. It is.
Where is your compensation, my dear?
You need to be paid for this.
I do. I could go around changing everyone's clocks.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I like it. It feels a little bit OCD-ish, but you know what?
It is.
Okay, you're admitting that. Well, you know what? You do deserve compensation.
Yes.
And we're going to give you some. How about a couple of tickets to go see MJ the Musical?
Oh, that'd be great.
There you go. Enjoy those. They're all yours. And if you see any clocks in the theatre that are wrong, go ahead and change them. You've got our permission.
Yes, maybe not from, you know, the people that work there, but from us you do.
Yeah, that's it. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes.
We're off today to go try the kebab pie.
The Novo's kebab pie via Farah.
That's right. Farah and Sons Bakehouse at Mayfield. They've collaborated with us or, you know, done this because we asked, basically.
Yeah, the kings and queens of pastry.
We are so excited to try it. We'll give you a full report tomorrow.
And they should be on sale soon.
That's it. I think after 11, you'll be able to grab one for yourself.
Should be.
The meat of a kebab inside the pastry of a pie.
Oh, what more could you want?
A match made in heaven. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.